guys.
Celebrating the world's biggest live music event, the Eurovision Showcase.
Skaut með skjálki dá og mér var brúðið í hamagöngu sjónus leist mér ekkert á að öfugt snúið í hálfum dansi annars hugar þá lít ég upp og sé
Too Tricky with Birta, which is the Icelandic version of Iceland's Eurovision entry in 2001. That's right. And that was Angel. It was the English version, but that was Birta. I love that song. I hope you did too. Such a sweet little song and a lovely little version from the cheesy version that they had at the 2001 contest, where they came sadly joint last along with the Norwegian entry, only 3 points. Yes, which was Halldór Laugrid with Out on My Own. And oh, that was so sad. I loved both of those entries. I love all the entries in 2001, except for Russia and Latvia, to be fair. They weren't my bag, man. Anyways, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase, a one-hour show all about the Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, right here on Forest FM, every Sunday at 5 p.m. And, of course, we are on Switch Radio UK's Eurovision channel. Yes, indeed we are. And if you miss any of our previous shows, then you can head over to Mixcloud, Spotify, and you can listen back through there. many different ways. You can find out more by heading over to our website, ESC, so Eurovision Song Contest Showcase.com. So ESCShowcase.com. Right, it's time for us to play a double from the 1985 Eurovision Song Contest. Oh, yes, from Göteborg, Sverige. Yes, where Robert Wallström is from. Now, I'm sure this song is hardly heard ever, like, within Eurovision fan circles, let alone on British radio. So we're going to go hear the entry from...
Belgium.
Yeah. Why not?
1985.
It didn't do particularly well. It did come last. It wasn't a nil point, though. I think it was only about 5 or 3 points, something like that. Here's the very sweet Linda Lapomme with Lad Menuhin.
Laat me nu gaan, zeg niets meer, laat me nu gaan. Voel je dan niet, jouw woorden helpen mij al lang niet meer. Doe laat me gaan, vergeet me, laat me toch gaan. Zag je dan nooit, dat zonder warmte geen.
We're putting a slight stop to our double of the 1985 contest, so we'll play the next song after the next song, if that makes any sense at all. Roberto's here, hello.
Sorry, that's my fault.
It was like lastminute.com, because Rob's got to go swimming.
You've got to book at my pool now, and I've booked a session for some lane swimming.
Yeah, so well, that's good.
Do it quickly now.
When it needs to be done, dear. It needs to be done. But we need you, because you're an integral part of this Eurovision showcase.
Thank you.
Every week.
I try.
Yay. You do. You don't need to try, dear.
I'm trying. It is true.
Yeah, it's true. Yes.
So,
good week, anyway.
Good week, yes. A fine week. I went to the last Lipput Carnival.
Yes, last night, didn't we? Oh.
It's where I grew up. And it's had a carnival for 120 years, although they had a couple off in the pandemic, obviously. I'm not sure if they ran them during the war, but anyway. They started in 1901, 1902? Yeah, 120 years, 1902. And they can't find anybody now to kind of do it, and I think the costs have gone up, so it's a real shame, because it was awesome, and all my school friends used to be in it together, so we all just went and got drunk.
God, your childhood was completely different to what I experienced. It was very sheltered.
Well, I grew up in a village, there's nothing else to do.
and then get drunk.
Yeah, well, that sounds awful.
Drunk responsibly, everyone. Yeah.
Now we just sit in fields and just talk, and then we're after the pub, we'd go and sit on the swings till 3 in the morning and just chat because there's nothing else to do. Anyway, that's irrelevant. Let's talk about the random request.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
I have a hatful of years and a hatful of countries, and I'm trying to get them all together to mix, match and make a song that's fun and listenable to.
Yes.
So let me find a country.
We try
for
every
your
week.
Pleasure.
We try every week.
Hungary.
Hungary. Oh, lovely. So they debuted in 2004.
I think no. longer than that.
1994.
I was going to say. You surprised
wow,
me.
Wow, I got that wrong, didn't I?
They haven't been in it since 2000 and I want to say 18?
No.
19.
19, yeah.
They're not coming back, are they?
They had a big gap as well between 1998 and 2005.
I've got two Hungarian colleagues at work, so perhaps I shall ask them to speak to
them. Ah, Jóester. Jóester Kívánok.
Gibor and Melinda. Maybe I'll ask them to have a word with the Hungarian broadcaster for us. Anyway.
Right, I haven't got much time, dear.
No, so I've got 1998.
Oh my gosh, yes, we can do that.
Yay, it's actually the ones we got one out first.
Oh god, try and pronounce this in Hungarian. It's crazy. Well, it's not crazy. The song is sung by a chap called Charlie Babombarli.
That's easy to pronounce in Hungarian, I would assume.
Well, yes, of course. And so it should really. Because, I think it is in Hungarian the same. Yeah, Charlie. Charlie Babombarli. That's what we used to call your cat, Charlie, didn't we?
Yeah, he was a lovely cat. Charlie.
So this is what Google Translate says. So I'm going to give it all to Google Translate because I'm not even going to try.
A holnap már nem lesz szomorú.
Oh, I know what that means. That means tomorrow won't be sad anymore.
You cheated. You're rude. So this didn't do particularly well, Rob, at the Eurovision Song Contest of 1998 in Birmingham, United Kingdom.
Oh, yeah, not Alabama.
Not Alabama. No, not this time.
Good.
There was never a Eurovision there anyway. No, they did it quite all right, actually, in...
Birmingham, Alabama?
No, the state of Alabama at the Eurovision... the American Song Contest.
And did they?
Yeah, it was dreadful, wasn't it? Third last with only 4 points. So here we are. Here's Hungary, 1998. Rob's random request. Hey, what a lovely, lovely tune.
Right, I'm going because I'm hungry.
See what you did. It's almost your dinner time.
Nézd előkerül egy másik kép, amiről azt hittem elveszett rég. Egy teraszon ülsz, megy le a nap, és készül az eső. A háttérben a tenger, és a zsúfolt kikötő. Az utcákon éjjel mindig zene szól, majd megnézzük egyszer, így van-e még, hogy mit mond a doktor, ne hallgass butaság, meggyógyulsz, tudom, vigyázok rá. És táncolsz, ahogy régen, és nézik ki ez a lány, olyan szép, biztosan álmodunk már. S ha vándor az éjben, mégse túl szigorú, ha holnap már nem lesz szomorú. Semmi baj, éveken át, annyi minden téve volt már a világ. Okosabb vagy, úgy hiszem, mint hogy többé ne remél, meggyógyulsz, tudom, soha ne félj. És táncolsz, álmodunk már. S a vándor az ében mégse túl szigorú, a hónap már nem lesz szomorú. Már nem lesz szomorú, a holnap már nem lesz szomorú.
Norway
1985.
Norway 1985, Bobby Sox with Lada Tvinga, Let It Swing. Oh, I love that, don't you? It's so cheesy, but it just makes everything, like, sweet in the world, doesn't it? And it was just innocent and fun, pretty much. Which is what Eurovision's all about, isn't it? Let's face it. Now, if you don't subscribe to our feed on Spotify or Mixcloud or anything like that, I do have a very special edition of the Eurovision Showcase, which is only available on Spotify, Mixcloud and the podcast apps, called Kieran's Guilty Pleasures. So I recorded it on Thursday evening. So if you want to check that out, then please do go ahead. All the links are on our website, escshowcase.com. Right, it's now time for a new single. Yes, we're going to hear a song from the representative of Armenia at the 2022 Eurovision Song Contest. And she has joined up with the winner of the 2019 Eurovision Song Contest for the Netherlands. Yes, Rosa Lynn has collaborated with Duncan Lawrence with a song called WDIA, Would Do It Again. And let's check it out right away. A brand new release from Rosalind from Armenia and Duncan Lawrence from the Netherlands.
Time didn't change me, but what about you?
I think of you lately, and I wonder if you do.
If you try to erase me,
do I kill you in ways that kill me too? 'Cause I'll take all the pain, all the bruises and blame, and repeat it till I go insane. If I could go back, chasing what we had, straight through the pitch black, I would do it again. You pull me inside, into your riptide, under a landslide, but I would do it again.
I was a child, imitating a woman,
caught in the wild.
Am Sonntag mit Jimmy, am Montag mit Jack, am Dienstag, da gehst du mit Johnny weg. So geht das jede Nacht,
so geht das jede Nacht,
so geht das jede Nacht,
so geht das jede Nacht.
Das hätte ich nie, nie, nie von dir gedacht. Ich schenk dir Blumen und fahr dich ins Büro, führ deine Mutter jeden Sonntag in den Zoo. Doch dich bringt am Mittwoch der Billy nach Haus, am Donnerstag gehst du mit Tommy aus. So geht das jede Nacht,
so geht das jede Nacht,
so geht das jede Nacht,
so geht das jede Nacht.
Das hätte ich nie, nie, nie von dir gedacht. hab dich damals als Baby schon geliebt. Jetzt hab ich Boogie und den Cha-Cha-Cha geübt. Doch du tanzt am Freitag mit Ben. Samstag mit einem, den ich nicht mal kenn. So geht das jede Nacht.
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 Das hätte ich nie, nie, nie von dir gedacht. Doch wenn du gedacht hast, ich sitze zu Haus, ich geh jeden Tag mit einer anderen aus. So geht das jede Nacht.
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 Das hättest du nie, nie, nie von mir gedacht.
That is Germany 1956 here on the Eurovision Showcase. Their second entry, because each country had two entries that year. It was very bizarre. And that was Freddie Quinn with So geht die Nacht, which sounds like Rocking Around the Clock by Elvis Presley, doesn't it? Yeah, I wasn't sure about how to take that. Yeah, but I mean, I still like it anyway. I like all Eurovision stuff, to be fair, as you know. There's very few songs which I just cannot enjoy. And that certainly was one of my favourites. Righty-ho, now it's time for us to play a cover song. Yes, I'm going to play a cover of a Eurovision entrant covering another Eurovision entry, but in a different year. So, Willeke Alberti represented the Netherlands at the 1994 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Waar is die Son? Where is the Sun? And she's covered Denmark's entry in 1989. Yes, Vi Mele Ben Rø. But obviously, Willeke Alberti is singing it in Dutch, and it's a lot of fun, and it's really lovely, and I really want to play it for you, basically. It's just light-hearted music here on the Eurovision Showcase. We like to do things like that because, let's face it, we don't get to do it very often on British radio, do we? Oh, no! And it's with an orchestra too, which makes it sound so much better. And we got some requests coming up very shortly. You'll listen to the Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Aritatiot.
Aritatiot, mooie plannen, al mijn dromen kwamen uit. Veel platen, goud, vele mannen, en ook was ik te Duits. Een ideaal, een luchtkasteel, wat was ik soms verblind. Goed bedoelde adviezen, sla ik van nu af aan in de wind. Ik ga mijn eigen gang en laat me niet verleiden. Sla jij de plan maar mis, want ik weet wat ik doe. Voor niemand ben ik bang, je zult me wel benijden. Van al dat zullen en dat zagen word ik zo ontzettend. Want die doen me soms verdriet. En trek me niks aan van die blaadjes, want die lees ik lekker niet. Ze kletsen en ze spetsen, maar ze hebben geen idee. Ik voel me weer als herboren en al mijn zorgen zijn nu passé. Zou dit leven mij passen? Is mijn besluit op een gril?
in Egan Khan from Vilka Alberti. Yes, that was a cover of Birtike's Vermele Bin Rød, or Painting the Town Red, which was Denmark 1989. Yes. What a link that was. Yes, it's time for a request. We're going along the coast to West Sussex and, in fact, to Worthing. Hello, lovely James and Jason Brett. I hope you both are very well, boys, and thank you very much for your request. And this is such a great, great choice. And James has mentioned to me in his request, who says, I remember seeing it for the first time and thinking, oh, that's a fashion statement with a big hole in her dress. I must admit, when I watched the performance, I didn't notice it at all. Only until sort of like James mentioned it. But there we go. So, James, thank you very much. And your request is... Ah, I love this. This is going to be good.
Spain.
And the Spanish entry in the year of...
1971.
Mm-hmm. In the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin, Ireland, here is Karina with En un mundo nuevo.
En un mundo nuevo.
Which means in a new world. Yes, indeed. And this came second for Spain with 116 points, just behind the Monaco entry, or Monegasque entry, I should say, which was the eventual winner, Séverine with Un Blanc, Un Rue, Un Rue. A Bru, Un Rue. Here we are. Right. So here is L'Espagne 1971, here on the Eurovision Showcase. And a request for James Brett. Well done, James. Good choice. There's always a good choice from you. Whenever anybody gets a request, it's always good. And it's always a pleasure to hear from every one of you. Got some news coming up very shortly as well.
Solo al final del camino, las cosas claras verán. Buscan las cosas sencillas y encontrar.
is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritutiut.
So the broadcaster responsible for the Albanian participation of the Eurovision Song Contest, RTSH, have announced the artists that will be competing in the upcoming Festivali Kenges, which will be the 61st edition. Yes. And since their debut at the Eurovision Song Contest 2004 in Istanbul, Turkey, Albania have participated a total of 18 times, and their highest placement was in 2012 with Ronan Ishu, placed fifth with the song in the grand final, the song Sus. Earlier this year, Albania failed to qualify for the grand final, and poor Ronela Hachiti, I think that's how you pronounce it, she placed 12th in the first semi-final with only 58 points. Yes. Well, Spain's Eurovision 2022 sensation scores another winning hit as she follows up the global hit Slow Mo with her new single called Toke, T-O-K-E, which is said to be the anthem for the Spanish national football team at the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar next month. Yes. So we'll have a little listen to that a little bit later on as well. The Irish head of delegation has offered Eurovision tips as more acts declare interest for the 2023 Irish National Final and their representation. Yes, Michael Keely has shared his vision for Eurovision success. Ireland haven't qualified for the grand final of Eurovision for since 2018 now, so they really do need to get a move on. And finally, Kalush Orchestra and the Rasmus have teamed up on a brand new song, and it's going to be called In the Shadows of Ukraine. And it's also been rumoured that Constructor for Serbia at this year's Eurovision Song Contest, she ended up coming fifth with Nibistada. And she's been put forward as for a Grammy consideration for 2023. Yes, can you believe it? What's that?
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at eurovoir.com.
But as we all know, anything can happen these days.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team at Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hi, my name is Chanel, I'm from Spain, and this is my song, Slow Mo.
This is Sam Ryder from the UK, and this is my song, Spaceman. Hope you enjoy it. Love ya.
Hello, this is Oleg from Kalush Orchestra from Ukraine. This is our song, Stefania.
Celebrating Europe and the world's biggest singing competition. You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on with Kieran Uritutiut. No need to be making your mind up.
Thank you for supporting Ukraine. This victory is for every Ukrainian. Slava Ukraini!
Llegó la money. Ah,
picotear. No pidan que le baje, estoy en mi viaje y no le voy a bajar. Subo como ascensor, bronceadita en el sol, en la disco sudor. Mucho humo, mucho casi en el molin, y están metiendo el gol, despegando todas como un avión. Out of control is an emergency. So drop it low and pop it, put it on me. I'll be ready pa' dejarlo caer. Una vez, otra vez, otra vez. Toque, 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 toque. Todo el mundo loco pa' que esto rebote. Toque, 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 toque. Yo estoy llamando, papi, no te equivoques. Toque, 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 toque. Todo el mundo loco pa' que esto rebote. Toque, 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 toque. Estoy llamando, papi, no te equivoques. La noche está dulce, llegamos los Banshee. Prendimos el party, Chanel está Bulgari. Gastando los Benji, con todas las baby. Chiquito de tequi, nos ponemos crazy. Tengo tanto flow que me copia barato. Palomo solo viste a los de su contacto. Yo soy lo que tú sueñas por un rato. Tú lo intentas, pero para mí esto es innato. Tengo tanto flow que me copia barato. Palomo solo viste a los de su contacto. Yo soy lo que tú sueñas por un rato. Tú lo intentas, pero para mí esto es innato. Toque, 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 toque. Todo el mundo loco pa' que esto rebote. Toque, 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 toque. Yo estoy llamando, papi, no te equivoques. Toque, 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 toque. Todo el mundo loco pa' que esto rebote. Toque, 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 toque. Yo estoy llamando, papi, no te equivoques.
Oh, dear oh me. That is Chanel with toque, which means touch in Spanish, would you believe? And Chanel represented Spain at this year's Eurovision Song Contest 2022 with Slomo. Yes. And she did very well. She came third. And the Spanish should not be angry with that. They should be very, very happy. Right, it's now time for
the best of the rest.
Oh yeah, definitely. Now it's time for us to share a couple of songs with you which made it to national finals but didn't make it to the Eurovision Song Contest. Or it could be a song from an album which from the Eurovision artist, and that should have gone to Eurovision instead, maybe. But this week, well, I digress, we're going to go to a national final. Yes, a national final. And we're going to go to a country which we've heard from already this week. However, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. So here it's time for
Norway.
And the Norwegian song that came second in the year
2000.
Indeed. So it ended up being My Heart Goes Boom, if you remember. Yes, in 2000, with the group Charmed, three girls. And that was a fantastic song. But this, I felt like, was such a shame that it missed out. So here is the late, great Jan Uvina Danielsson with One More Time. It's a beautiful ballad, this. And I hope you enjoy. This man has got the most incredible voice. Oh, stunning.
Since I saw you the first time, you have been on my mind. You give me this feeling. You really made me see that you're the one for me. It must be a meaning. I never thought I would lose control. I beg you to stay here.
I need you close to me so I can say I love you one more time. I'm waiting for a sign so I can reassure myself that you are always mine. I'll never let you go. Oh, how I love you so. And promise that you'll never. It's time to compromise, to find a solution. But I really hope that we gather in the end, so we can share our lives, my friend. Not just an illusion. I never wanna lose your love.
Vocalist, the late great Jan Vina Danielsson with One More Time. Just a beautiful, beautiful song, and I hope you really enjoyed that. I really did.
The best of the rest.
Yes, time for our next best of the rest, and we've got a request for this as well. So we're saying hello to Javier Leal over in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Yes, over the North Atlantic Ocean. Or see, whatever you say. And he's requested a song from Melodifestivalen, the Swedish Eurovision national final. Yes, indeed. And a great choice too, as always, Javier.
Sweden.
And the year that was?
2008.
So here is Rongedal with Just a Minute for you, Javier. Hope you enjoy. Thanks to Mika.
I was stuck in between, but now I'm moving. Yes, I'm
that sounds like Mika or like the Scissor Sisters, doesn't it, almost? That is Rogandala with Just a Minute from Melody Festival and the Swedish National Final of 2008, and a request for Javier Leal. It's now time for Live and Kicking. Oh, yeah. Yes, this is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song live from Eurovision itself. Oh, yes. And this is such a great, great little song that I'm going to play for you next. Yes, it's sung with real emotion and just pure brilliance, actually. It gives me goosebumps pretty much every single time I hear it. It's haunting, it's really special, and it's just stunning. It really is stunning, and there's no other way to describe it, really. And I hope you enjoy it, most importantly. So, we're going over to... Let's have a look. Ooh, if I can get it right. It's all about getting the right buttons pressed, isn't it, really?
Greece.
Yes, here we are.
Realis.
As I get the Dutch commentator out of the way. Here we are.
1995.
Yes. Here is the stunning Sia Prosevki.
Και γάρε βούλον το μιάνε την γην ταυτήν μη γιγνώσκοντες την ύβριν την επίουν.
Alina Constantopoulou from the 95 contest for Greece in the Point Theatre in Dublin,
Ireland. Ποια προσευχή μπορώ να πω για να σωθούν στα ζωγράσι για να ξεπλύνω τα αμαρτήματα τους. Ποια προσευχή να πω για αυτούς που με πονούν. Να μου πάρουνε το θρόνο. Κάποιοι προσπαθήσανε, ένα αστέρι είχα μόνο και το απαιτήσανε. Το πόσο άντεξα στον χρόνο, αγνοήσανε. Για προσευχή, έχω να κάνω για τα κρίματα τους. Για προσευχή.
Love that. So haunting. I hope you enjoyed that. And that is your Eurovision Showcase. Alina Constantopoulou for Greece in 1995 with Pia Prosevki. Oh, Kalispera. And Afkalisto. Of course. Right. That's it for the Eurovision Showcase for another week. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Aritasiot. And I hope you could join me next time. I'll be right here, same place. Sundays at 5 on Forest FM. Oh yes, but remember we're going into GMT. Well, we're already in at GMT, aren't we? So take care of yourselves. And if you want to find out more about the show, head over to our website, escshowcase.com. For I've been Kieran Uritutit. I love you, dear. Au revoir. A vidi same vis la dobitenia cognata and adios. And I'll see you very soon.
Celebrate.